U.S. Senator Mark Begich visited with Fairbanks community leaders Thursday to discuss the transfer of F-35 fighters to Eielson Air Force Base. Alaska's congressional delegation recently designated Eielson as a preferred location for the craft. According to Press Secretary Heather Handyside, the planes will also bring a significant amount of jobs.
It will be two squadrons of 24 each jets, so that's 48 jets total. And with that comes, of course, the pilots, the support crew, you know, maintenance and operations guys. So it's about, and then their families. So it's going to be about 2,000 new folks being at Eielson Air Force Base, being stationed there in the coming years.
Begich met with Fairbanks community leaders who were concerned that the base may lose its complement of F-16s, and if so, the loss of personnel, as well as the general logistics of the F-35 transfer. Handyside said Begich's goal was to keep the process as transparent as possible.
I think they felt reassured knowing that, you know, the delegation is watching out for this and will be keeping a close eye on it and making sure that the residents of Fairbanks and the interior are kept updated all the time on what the status is and just make sure that the process moves forward.
The Air Force still has to submit an environmental impact statement, as well as hold public hearings before the jets are brought to Alaska. While a public schedule for these events has not been released, Begich assured the crowd he would pressure the Air Force to do so. In Dillingham, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.